Yes, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Come here.
Did you see the restaurant that went out of business because of their all-you-can-eat?
I did.
And so
Chinese
they,
food?
Yeah, they're like, all-you-can-eat, Chinese food. And so they went bankrupt, $80,000 in debt. Because they let customers sign up for a $19 a month membership for unlimited food. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The all-you-can-eat in one meal? Like, I get that. I'm about to get my $19 worth in one meal. If you let me go all-you-can-eat for a month, you better charge me $100.
Yeah, they didn't think that through.
And so now they owe $80,000, so they went bankrupt to wipe it all away, but they're done. The owner cites poor management and business knowledge for their loss.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah. I mean, who thinks that's a good idea?
No.
For a month, $20 a month to eat all, that's a meal. You know?
Yeah.
Crazy. I saw that and laughed out loud. I shouldn't have it.
And do you think about, like, the clientele? Like what do you think they looked like afterwards, month of eating $19.99 of food?
What does that have to do with anything?
No, if you eat that every night, a buffet, you are going to gain a lot of weight if you're going to get your money's worth.
No, I didn't think of the clientele okay. And how they looked.
He did, though, Bones. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Our video producer, Producer Eddie, who sits right to my right, got a couple kids.
Our video guy and dad of two, right. From McAllen, Texas, Producer Eddie.
There he is.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Tell us about Ice Ninja, the fish.
Oh, man. We almost lost Ice Ninja the other day.
It's right here.
Yeah, his bowl was getting really dirty, so I was like, I'll take care of it. I'll clean it out. And so I was trying to get him out of his little bowl, and he slipped out of my hand. He, like, did the little fish flip and then went down the sink.
Oh, wow.
And not just any sink, the garbage disposal sink. And so I looked around. Nobody saw it. So I stick my hand in there and try to see, like, I can get him. My hand can't go down there.
How long has Ice Ninja, the fish, been in your life?
About a year.
Wow, a fish lasts that long.
Oh, yeah, it's a betta fish. They can last forever. And it's Junior's fish. He's 4 years old, and he loves that fish. And so I made sure that he didn't know that he was down the sink. So I got my other son, the 10-year-old. I was like, hey, man, you got a little hand. Help me out. See if Ice Ninja's down there and see if you can get him. Junior saved the day. He grabbed Ice Ninja, and we just threw him back in the bowl. He's okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
Dude, I was preparing, like, I got to break it to him and be like, I lost Ice Ninja. We lost him. The family fish is gone.
Wait, so Ice Ninja's named that for why?
I don't know. Junior, he just looked at him one day and said, I want that fish, and I'm going to call him Ice Ninja. And we're like, we rolled with it.
So could you go get another lookalike Ice Ninja and
sure.
put it in the bowl?
Yeah. But
is
I mean,
that wrong?
I feel like part of parenting is to let him know, you know, life and death.
Already at four?
At four, just like, you know, I was ready for all that, but thank goodness my 10-year-old son came and saved the day. So we have not lost the family fish.
Oh, so worried about Ice Ninja.
I saw it in your face. Yeah. I saw it in your face.
It's a fun name, though.
Ice Ninja, yeah. I also have a gecko named Jumanji, a dog named Coachella. We have very unique names for our pets.
Did the kids name all of them?
Now, Coachella already had her name. We got her from the pound, and I guess her past owner was a festival goer.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah. But yeah, that's the.
Well, I'm glad to hear the Ice Ninja made it through.
Thank you, man.
Bobby Bones, come on.
These are orchestra versions of popular songs. For example,
yeah, baby, we're meant to be.
Yeah,
baby, we're meant to be.
So look, ride with me, ride with me.
It is meant to be.
Amy, you ready?
Yeah.
The first one is a country song. You get the clue. Ready? Number one, name the song.
It's Taylor Swift.
Sorry, Love Story.
Love Story.
You had it too.
Yeah.
Okay, Lunchbox.
Yep.
Country song.
My wheelhouse.
It's a cover, okay?
That doesn't help me. I don't know who covers what.
Here you go. Do you hear it?
orchestra version?
Yeah, I hear the orchestra version.
Did you hear the song in it?
No, not really. I just hear a lot of...
Amy, do you hear it?
You're as
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I had wagon wheels.
All the time.
You're as smooth.
That's a good song there, Governor. What is that?
That's smooth. I'm glad you asked. President Roosevelt loves it, too.
It's one of the best.
All right, Eddie, see if you can name this
Come
one.
On.
It's a hip-hop song.
Oh, my wheelhouse. I got it.
Go ahead.
Gold Digger,
yeah,
Kanye.
So it's like, she can get the money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's driving. There you go, good. Nice. All right, Amy, you missed.
I did.
Eddie,
I'm the only one with points. Is that it?
Yeah, I got another one. Eddie, try this
one. Yeah, come on, Governor.
Try this one.
Governor, I do believe that is Uptown Funk.
Cause Uptown Funk. It's got Okay.
Can y'all not hear that?
I heard it. I knew that one, but it wasn't my turn to guess.
Yeah, you're doing victory lap.
Okay,
yeah,
come on.
Gold Digger too.
Orchestra version. Here you go, Eddie.
Oh. I do believe that's a song by the White Stripes. Seven Nation Army.
Yeah.
Did I miss the whole governor thing? I'm confused.
It just sounds like it's from the old days.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on.
I got it, but again, it is a little stretch.
It is a stretch. I was like, Uptown.
You got it right, though.
Dude, these versions are so cool.
One more. Here you go.
God's plan.
I can do it on my own.
That's
hilarious.
Anyway.
She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You like that game or no?
Yeah.
I'm going to show those to my kids when I get home.
I guess. I lost.
Oh, true. Well, I wouldn't bring this up, but Amy brought this to my attention in a loving, funny way, in that Amy has been offered an endorsement where she comes on and she talks about a product that she knows about. And listen, I won't do an endorsement unless I either love it, use it, or someone I'm close to loves it or uses it. But Amy was approached about endorsing...
Medicare.
Okay.
Now...
We're all... Well, most of us here, I think, if you're the way you're set up, we're all... putting money towards Medicare.
Absolutely. So,
I guess.
But her point wasn't about the endorsement as much as it was that you're offered Medicare.
And Morgan number two is offered lingerie.
Ah, yes.
So, what's the difference?
Yeah, so Amy.
And I will say, like, right now, my dad, 77, has some health issues. I'm learning a lot about Medicare. Actually, like, he was in the hospital almost 60 days, and thank you, Medicare. Like, it really has helped us a lot.
But it actually has nothing to do with Medicare.
I know.
What's that to do with?
It has everything to do with, well, me getting Medicare and Morgan number two getting lingerie. Just things that I'm approached with now. Like, I'm now the geriatric person on the show, which really, considering my age, like, we've been talking about, what if I were to get pregnant? I'll get two kids. Like, I would have a geriatric pregnancy. Like, I'm the oldest person on the show, female-wise.
You're how old?
I'm 37.
But you do look wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah. Like, no BS. You look fantastic.
Oh, well, thank you.
And I wouldn't just say that. Like, you do. You absolutely could pull off 30 easily.
Yeah. Thank you. That's nice. Yeah. So anyway, I've been doing things like justifying the Medicare thing in my head. Maybe that's why I had my whole dad story in my head, because I'm like, how can I relate to this and make it work? And I mean, I really feel like I can, and I look forward to benefiting from Medicare one day, but like, nobody's coming to me with, like, you know, the young stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But I mean, I just, if I know my role, I'll get in that lane and I'll just go with it.
You're not the old woman. You're just a mom. You're an awesome, cool mom who's 37. And if Morgan number two wasn't 24, you would be doing lingerie and Medicare. You'd be doing lingerie. You'd be wearing lingerie while doing a Medicaid commercial.
Okay.
Morgan number two, does this put you in an awkward situation?
No, I feel bad. I don't want Amy to feel old in any way because she's so not. Like, that is not how I view her in any way.
Oh, well, we've talked to the girls on the show, and they are nice and say, because you've asked them, is Amy more of like a mom figure or a sister figure?
Yeah.
And they all said, older sister.
So Morgan number two is 24. And she does, what did she say? Panties?
Yeah, panties.
And Amy does Medicare, and you say calcium?
Vitamins. Bone density.
But you're good, though. Like, just so you know, in my heart, you're the best.
No, I'm good. It just, you know, the Medicare thing kind of caught me off guard. I was like, okay. And then, you know, a couple weeks ago, I had that one email where that salespeople attached me, and they didn't mean to, and I could scroll down and see the thread, and they're like, you know, what about Amy from the Bobby Bone Show? And the next reply from somebody else was like, we're kind of looking for somebody a little younger. So I was like, it's just adding up. But I mean, yeah, I'm fine with it.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. I am.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So a woman tracked down a nurse who helped her as a child. When she was 14 years old, she had a spinal tumor, and she spent 4 months in the hospital for treatment. And one of the nurses who cared for her during her stay made such an impression on her that now at 43 years old, she searched for her and finally found her thanks to social media.
Wow.
Yeah. And she was just like 2,000 people like retweeted her, you know, her trying to find her. And then, yeah, she was tracked down and she was just like wanted to hug her and thank her for everything that she did when she was in the hospital as a child.
That's a good one there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Everett, Washington. A 43-year-old man saw someone breaking into his neighbor's garage. He's like, oh, I'm going to go out and bust him. So he pulls out his taser and goes to confront the man and accidentally tases himself.
Oh.
So the guy
got a surprising shock, huh?
Hey, shock. I get it.
So they're still looking for the guy that was breaking into the garage, but the guy is okay, but tased himself.
No, I mean, you're surprised because you're trying to tase all of a sudden. You're like, oh, no. You don't expect that.
I thought you were making a joke.
I kind of was, but I really wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I thought he was making a pun. Is that what it's called?
It would be shocking if I did.
Hey!
Bobby Bones. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Maren Morris.
So I was looking at your pictures on Insta Story when you went to Sesame Street, which is the coolest thing maybe I've ever seen you do.
I think it is the coolest thing I've gotten to do.
Right? Like, listen, we're lucky. We're in a job that sometimes we get to do really cool things, like in music and on TV. But you got to go to a freaking Sesame Street.
Yeah, I almost cried when I met Big Bird. Because it's surreal seeing him in person.
How big is Big Bird, though, really?
Well, he's taller than Ryan, if that gives you any guesstimation. He's a big bird. That's all I can say. He's got to be like 6'5".
And does Big Bird talk from inside the suit?
No, I mean... Yeah, actually, no, he talks and he sings, but recently the guy that has voiced Big Bird since, like, the beginning in the 70s or some crazy stuff, he's retired, so I think there will still be maybe Big Bird, but they'll have maybe a new voice for him.
Which is always a little bit weird when they have to switch the voice.
Yeah.
For something that you've known forever.
Yeah. But no, they were so welcoming to us, and it airs for their 50th anniversary next year, and it was just the cutest, like, cuteness overload all day. And they sang Ryan Happy Birthday, so I told them, I was like, 32, that's probably the coolest birthday you've ever had, is the Sesame Street cast singing Happy Birthday to you. I don't know how I'm ever going to top that again.
It was Oscar the Grouch there?
Oscar the Grouch wasn't there, but we had Elmo, we had Big Bird, we had Rosita, we had the Cookie Monster.
Ooh. Oh, Bert Cookie and Ernie. Monster. Come on.
The whole troop.
And so they invited you because they're huge Maren Morris fans, and they're just bringing a lot of artists to do a 50th anniversary?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who the other artists are for this next year, but, you know, it's, like, iconic to get to do that show. I've looked at all the country artists that have done Sesame Street, and it's, like, Little Big Town, Garth... Johnny Cash has done it, and it's just the coolest thing.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I saw that, I haven't watched it yet, but Making a Murderer 2, did you finish that or no?
Yeah, I finished it.
Is it good or not? Oh, it is that good.
Yeah. I mean, I guess people are like conflicted because, you know, they're still in prison. So it does feel a little tedious. But the attorney in the second season that's representing Stephen Avery is so smart. And she is just a pistol. Her name's like Kathleen Zellner. And she's just probably the most fun person to watch because she's just so brilliant.
Well, then what do you think? Because I saw the first season like everyone else did. I haven't started the second one yet. Do you feel like Stephen Avery did it or no?
You know, I didn't think he did in the first season. But after this second season, I'm even more convinced that someone else has done it.
Wow.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, oh, wow. Okay, do you think it's because his lawyer is just that good and maybe how the documentary spins it or... Oh, man. Okay, well, now I'm convinced I have to watch the second
season. She's just debunked every single thing that the state brought against him. And then she, the coolest thing to watch is that she does all these experiments to recreate what they said happened. And she just disproves every single thing that they put forth. So it was almost like, yeah, duh, of course that it didn't happen that way. And, you know, she's like, I think the most exonerated lawyer, like she's gotten off the most people as a private law firm that were wrongfully convicted.
Well, now I'm gonna have to watch that.
Me too.
Yeah,
I know. Now I'm in.
It's just fascinating. Like I love true crime documentaries, anyways. But that's a good one.
You watched the one with the guy the woman fell down the stairs.
Staircase.
I watched that.
Yeah.
Did you watch that?
I did.
What'd you think? You think he did it or no?
Oh, it's so weird talking about this because like these are real people.
But they put themselves on shows, though. To be fair.
Yeah. I didn't think he did, but when I watched the last episode, for some reason, like something, the way he said a certain thing made me think that he did. And also that show was way too long. It was 14 episodes and it was all just like courtroom footage and it was fascinating. But yeah, I kind of got a weird vibe from the guy in the last episode.
Well, what about OJ? I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Let's dredge it all up.
Let's every court case from our life. Let's go through.
Let's talk about my uneducated opinion on it.
Well, aren't we all though? We just watch this stuff and we see what is being slanted at us and the way they want to slant it at us, and then they go, "Okay, make your opinion the way we'd like for you to make it based on what we're giving you."
Right. I feel like I've formed an opinion from enough episodes, but yeah, it's just crazy.
Okay, let me switch it up for a second. I want to talk about music because I mean everybody's asking you, and you're even teasing a little bit about new music. Like, when do we get to hear our first song? More than an album, because I know that'll come, but when do we get to hear our first new song?
January.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can say that. Yeah.
You can say January, you'll have a new song for us.
Yeah, I haven't, aired that out yet, but I'm telling you, it's January, because, I mean, no one's more ready for new music than myself. Like, I love my first record, but... I've sung my church, 5 bazillion times. I would love to perform some new stuff now.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
We're switching it up. Ryan's never been to a Texas Thanksgiving, so my family, my aunt has a place outside of Austin, in Marble Falls.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to the Hill Country, and
that's where everybody else on the show is going, too. That's where everybody's from here.
Yes, I love
it. So if it's a difference, he's never done a Texas Thanksgiving, what do you think is going to be different food offering-wise for him, or is there something you really look forward to that's tradition in your family?
Yeah, I mean, my dad always, he's a great cook, and I'm sure they'll be, pot-looking the whole thing, but they make this this pie. It's like a icebox, chocolate pie. It sounds like super white trash, but it's so good.
No, I know. It is. It's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I haven't had that in a few years because we've always done, the herd Thanksgiving, so we're switching Christmas and Thanksgiving this year, but I'm excited to go to Texas and spend some time with my family, and I have, some stuff to do down there. I'm doing an album listening party in Dallas, and so I'm pumped to go back home.
Well, Maren Morris, what can I say? I'm a big fan of you. I'm lucky to be your friend.
Samesies.
Just rocking it. I'm so happy for you. Hope you have a great holiday. It's so good to see you. Congratulations on everything.
And, me too.
Maren, thank you.
Thanks, Bobby.
All right, Maren Morris, everybody.
Thanks, y'all.
Bobby Bones.
For some reason, this segment is so popular. Makes me uncomfortable sometimes. But it's called That's Rude. And so,
We see it. You post it on Facebook and you say messages to us that aren't that nice, and they're actually rude. And we read them back. Now, I don't get so uncomfortable with mine, but I don't like when people go after Amy. Those are the ones that make me uncomfortable. I'll go first. I'll read mine, okay?
Okay.
All right. Jeff writes, "Hey, Bobby, how did you write a self-help book when you need the most help?"
Oh.
Oh, that's rude. Suzanne writes, "Hey, Bobby, I love you, but you need some meat on your bones." Hamburger emoji, hamburger emoji, hamburger emoji.
Oh.
That's rude. And here's one that I can kind of agree with. Bobby, you're kind of a nice guy, but also kind of a douche.
Oh, oh, that's rude.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't get it right, but yeah, that's rude. Okay, there we go. Let's go over to Amy now. Amy, hit yourself with some That's Rudes from our listeners. Go ahead.
This is from Tiffany. "My favorite part of the Bobby Bone Show is when Amy doesn't talk."
Wow.
That's rude.
All right.
From Crystal. "Amy, you look very nice for a woman your age."
Oh, oh, oh. That's rude. All right, what else, Amy?
From Chris. "Amy's laugh sounds like Elmo on helium. Make it stop."
That's rude.
Okay, over to Lunchbox. Lunchbox, you got a few That's Rudes over there?
Oh, yeah, I got a couple here. Here we go. Paul says, "Lunchbox's face is the equivalent to a kick in the nads."
Dang.
That's rude.
That's rude. They're going after our physical attributes, too.
That's like, messed up.
And all three of ours, they went after my chicken legs, Amy's age, and Lunchbox's face. Like, yeah. They're getting dirty now. All right, go ahead.
Mark, "Who thought it was a good idea to let Lunchbox reproduce?"
Oh. No one. That's it. Oh, I mean, that's rude. There you go.
Yeah, my wife did.
That's true. And?
Stephanie, "I think I can smell Lunchbox through the radio." Oh. That is rude.
There we go.
That may be true.
Is that it?
Hey!
JK, JK!
Whoa!
What's up?
Did you not hear her take a stab? She goes, probably true.
Hey, that's right. That's, you know.
And then I said JK.
That's true. She did. Whatever. Whatever.
You do look great for your age.
Thank you.
Oh. JK. Got her. Bobby Bone Show. I have all these songs that mention a brand name in the lyrics. So I'll give you the lyrics of the song. You tell me the brand name they're singing about. You can write your answer down. Chris Jansen, "Fix a Drink." You familiar with the song right here?
Well, I can't fix that, but I can fix a drink.
He says, "I don't know what's going on with you, but if you got some cheap whiskey and some blank." What's he talking about there?
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
"I don't know what's going on with you, but if you got some cheap whiskey and some blank."
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
"I don't know what's going on with you, but if you got some cheap whiskey and some Mountain Dew."
There it is. Nice
yeah!
shot. Everybody gets a point there. Okay, how about this one? Maren Morris, 80s Mercedes. Everybody familiar with this song right here?
Yeah.
"I'm a 90s baby in my 80s Mercedes. I'm a 90s."
She says, "Feel like a hard-to-get starlet when I'm driving, turning every head, I ain't even trying. Got them blank shades, pretty and pink. Call me old school, but hey."
Oh.
Got them blank shades, pretty and pink. Name brand.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Amy?
Chanel.
Lunchbox?
Ray Bans.
Ray Ban shades?
These two guys get a point of
view. All right.
Got them Ray-Ban shades. Okay, how about this one from Keith Urban?
"I'm a child, I'm a backseat."
The song is John Cougar, John Deere, John 316.
Okay.
He says, "I'm Mark Twain on the Mississippi. I'm Hemingway with a shot of whiskey. I'm a TV dinner on a tray trying to figure out the Wheel of Fortune. I'm a blank star. I'm a Gibson guitar. I'm a blank star." What brand name?
Hold on.
I think I got this on Bones.
"I'm a blank star. I'm a Gibson guitar."
I'm a Gibson guitar.
You should hear that back.
This one's so hard.
I'm in for the win.
Okay.
Amy?
American Idol.
American Idol star.
That's a good guess.
That's a good guess.
Sunkiss.
Sunkiss star. No. Eddie.
Okay, I wrote this down, but it didn't sound right. Texaco?
A Texaco star.
Yeah!
But I can't sing it.
I'm
can't.
A Texaco.
TV dinner on a tree trying to figure out the wheel. A fortune. I'm a Texaco star.
Woo! Look at this guy.
Dude, I tried to sing that back in my head and it was not coming out.
Well, right. Mine didn't. I was like, American Idol star.
Texaco has the star on
one
there.
More. Yeah. Name the brand name in the song from Sam Hunt. Body Like a Back Road. First time I seen her walk by, man, I about fell up out that chair. Had to get her number. It took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like blank
come on,
seats.
Come on.
Man.
Come on. Everyone should have this.
Wait, say again.
Now me and her go way back, like blank seats.
I know every curve like the back of my hand. Do 15 in
a third. Oh, man. I'm in for the win.
Let's box city first.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Lazy boy.
Lazy boy seats.
No. You wrote lazy boy down.
Amy?
Yeah, that's why I guessed.
Cadillac.
Eddie?
Cadillac, dude.
Yeah.
Had to get her number. It took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back.
Like lazy boy seats.
Oh. You covered it up.
I'm trying to see if it would work, and it actually does.
Eddie, you are the winner.
Yeah, dude.
There he is.
I like that game.
All he does is win. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Bobby Bones.
Morgan number two is our head of digital. She runs our website, all of our show, social media. How are you, Morgan, number two?
Doing good.
So she's 25, and sometimes, you know, she cares about things that maybe we wouldn't care about. She thinks about that kind of stuff, right? And we're getting a little older.
Yeah, I know. It just keeps me on my toes.
You're 37, I'm 38, but here we go.
What do 25-year-olds care about? Yeah.
Amazon has reportedly patented a new version of Alexa that could tell if you're sick.
Wait, how does that work?
So they would assess your speech and your coughs and sneezes and moans and then tell you you're sick.
My moans?
Wow.
It can hear my moans?
Okay, great. It's listening to us sneeze and cough. Is it?
We just have to accept, Amy, this is the world we're living in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
I know.
And why not use it for good? If they're going to be listening to us, let them tell us that we're not good and how to get better, you know?
I guess it actually would be kind of amazing if Alexa booked me a doctor's appointment and then I was like, sweet, didn't even know I was sick yet.
Preemptive? Yeah.
Yeah, like she's probably the best assistant ever.
So they've patented this, they filed for patent, is that what you said?
Yeah, so they patent it, but it's not in development yet. It's just a coming thing that they're working on.
Which means it probably already works for them in a back room. And they're, yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, they're already like, yup, this is going to work out just great.
Yeah, we got this. We got this. All right, thank you, Morgan, number two.
Yep.
And that's what 25-year-olds care about.
What do 25-year-olds care about?
Yeah. I like that part. Hey, thanks for hanging with us. By the way, I'll be in Greensboro, North Carolina on November 30th at the Carolina Theater. Would love for you to come out. BobbyBonesComedy.com.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Lila was born with a rare disease where she had a kidney problem and liver problem. She needed a transplant. She was on dialysis for 3 years. So they posted on Facebook saying, hey, we need a kidney. We need some liver. So they share it. People share it. Friends of friends of friends. Someone gets a kidney. Donates it. Friend of that. Goes and gets tested. Oh, liver's a match. Donates part of their liver, and Lila gets a new kidney and a new liver.
Wow.
A lot of shares. Yeah. And it's, did someone really write, we need some liver?
That's not an exact quote.
That would have been cool.
That sounds like, because we used to, with catfish, we use chicken
livers.
Yeah, chicken livers all the time. And my grandma would say, we need some livers. And so that's what that sounded like. Not, we need a liver.
You get a bowl of chicken liver?
Yeah. It's like, go get some liver. All right. That's a good story, though.
Yeah, thank you, Facebook.
Yeah, thank you, Facebook. And that's what it's all about right there.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Over to Amy for a slightly early morning corny.
The morning corny.
What kind of lettuce did they serve on the Titanic?
What kind of lettuce did they serve on the Titanic?
Iceberg.
Come on, that's easy. That's a good one. That's strong. She came strong today.
That was the Morning Corny.
The Bobby Bone Show.
So you have an 11-year-old daughter. So what happened with her?
Well, we were at this hardware store, and I was busy with a salesperson picking out some things, and she had to use the restroom. So I let her go by herself. And, I mean, she's 11, so she can. But again, my kids, they're only been in America 8 months. Sometimes just figuring some stuff out is a little new for them. And she comes back from the bathroom, and Bobby, she smells like she swam in potpourri. Well, in the bathroom, they had this air freshener, like the super strong air freshener. Well, she thought it was body spray. And she sprayed it all over her body, like head to toe. Like, she was walking through the showroom and people were like, whoa, what is this? And then I asked her, what did you do? And she said, I sprayed my body with the perfume. And I'm like, no. That's air freshener. And it got so bad, like, she couldn't handle herself. Like, she was asking if we could go home and shower. But we had stuff to do. We couldn't go. So she just smelled really bad.
I got sprayed by a skunk once when I was 11. By the way, I grew up in a really small town in Arkansas. 700 people, hunted and fished, and sometimes you get hit with skunks. And I got sprayed by a skunk. You ever been sprayed by a skunk?
Not me personally, but I mean, yeah.
It doesn't come off.
Okay, yeah.
And so I remember my grandma taking and us getting a bunch of tomatoes and water because you couldn't buy V8. That was expensive. And we wouldn't buy cans of actual tomato juice, but you would take and you'd smash up like 10 tomatoes, fill the bathtub with water, and I just sat in tomato water.
Yeah, there's something in the tomatoes.
I didn't even know that it worked. I really don't even know that it worked. I think I still smelled like skunk when I got out of there. But I wonder if that smell was as hard to get off of her.
Oh, yeah, no. It wasn't skunk-like, but I mean, it was powerful, and it was awful, and it was too much, and it was strong, and ugh.
What's up with your kids? Meaning, they've been here now since December of last year. Amy adopted them from an orphanage in Haiti. Like, what's their biggest struggle now with kind of adjusting to America or to having parents, or they weren't biologically brother and sister before you guys adopted them? Like, what's their biggest struggle now?
Like, that's a loaded question. Yeah. We have a lot of little struggles for sure, just to be honest. But I would say I just feel like they're a little behind. And the biggest hurdle right now is us playing catch up in school.
Constantly playing catch up?
Education right now is a hurdle big time.
What was the education like in the orphanage for them?
Not that great.
Like, what would they do?
That's clear. At the moment, that's very clear. They have school, but it's just not at the caliber that we're used to. And I mean, we had them in English lessons every Saturday and Sunday for about 2 years, like tutoring. Yeah, I don't think that worked really at all.
Even at the orphanage, even though you're paying for someone to go in?
Right. Yeah. I just don't think poor guy that was doing it, like he tried, but I don't think he was equipped.
So what would be the goal this year? What's the goal with them? Give them an end of school year goal.
The end of school year goal for us, like my goal is to, there's a school we would like for them to go to that I think would be really, really good for them. There's other kids from Haiti that are there, and it's a school that actually has another school in Haiti. They're very Haiti centered. My goal would be for them to be at a spot where they could get into that school. Mm. But right now, I mean, they're not there. Like, it's just not possible. So that's my goal, is for them to catch up.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, let's throw one of these out there. It's time for a Never Gonna Get It. The average married couple does this about once a month.
Oh, boy.
Can you say that on radio?
The average married couple does this about once a month. If you're lucky.
You just threw that in.
Oh, boy.
Some things come to mind, but then it's like,
never
going to get it. You know? Like, never going to get it. It needs to be so not dumb. Obvious.
Does anyone have an answer? They'd like to spoil it. Lunchbox, yeah. You want to spoil it?
I'll spoil it.
Go ahead.
Sleep in separate beds.
The average married couple does this once a month. You say it's sleep in separate beds.
Yep, because he's in the doghouse.
Oh, and the answer is...
I couldn't go where I wanted to go.
Would you say that's the deal with you guys? You sleep in separate beds?
No. If we're mad, we just go in the bed in the same bed.
Mad, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't ever sleep anywhere else. One time I slept on the couch.
How'd that go?
she went to bed before me because she was mad. She wouldn't talk to me, and she woke up the next morning. She goes, "Why'd you sleep on the couch?" I was like, "You didn't want to talk to me, so I didn't want to sleep next to you."
Ooh, got her.
Got wow. her.
Actually, no, you got you. And you're the one that woke up with a bad back and bad neck.
But he's like, no. We wouldn't do that.
Just one time. That's not average once a month, but I got other things that happen once a month.
The average married couple does this about once a month.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You're never going to get it this morning is... The average married couple does this about once a month. Lunchbox guest sleeping in different beds, different bedrooms. Yeah. That's not it. Eddie?
This is sad, but go on a date.
Go on a date. Amy?
Oh, man. Fights about finances.
Oh, Amy, you're not right. Eddie? I'm going to have to... It's go to the movies. Okay. I'm going to give that to
okay.
you.
Okay.
Yeah. It's close enough.
Gosh, I haven't gotten it in so long.
Well, I said you'd never get it, and you got it.
Yeah,
once a month, couples go to the movies. Amy, your thoughts on that?
I haven't been to the movies with my husband in forever. So, but I mean, if you just say date-wise, sounds about right, especially if you've got kids.
Yeah.
And you sneak away, your date might only be 45 minutes long. Or it might be a walk on a Saturday morning before the kids wake up.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you want to leave the house, like go on a walk real quick?
Wait. So, you leave the house with the kids there?
Yeah, our daughter's 11. Our son's 8.
Okay.
Like, so don't give me a hard time when I say I could leave my kid at home.
You have a newborn baby. Okay.
Tomato.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A Greenville, South Carolina police officer named Ben Miller got a call about traffic backing up on a local road, and he went to check it out. He found a man whose truck was broken down because he'd run out of gas. The officer helped him push his truck to a parking lot and then found out what was wrong. The father of two told the officer he was trying to get to work, only had $6 to his name. So the officer said, hey, let me buy you some gas. Bought him a can of gas, and then helped him with some other things too on his own dollar. So
that's cool.
That's good. Man, I love our police officers. I do. I love our police officers, and that's a great story. To Officer Ben Miller in Greenville, South Carolina, we appreciate you, and that's a Tell Me Something Good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
It's now time for the baby changing off, and let's bring in our contestants.
Yeah, in the blue corner.
In the blue corner.
Yeah.
With the brand new newborn baby.
Woo.
He's been a member of the show the longest.
Woo.
Give it up for Lunchbox!
Yeah.
Standing over by him.
Red corner.
They're in the red corner, the oldest member of our show.
Okay.
He's got two sons, 10 and 5. And he claims he can change a baby's diaper super fast.
Yeah.
Although he never really did it much as a dad.
No, he did it like 5 times.
Give it up for Producer Eddie!
Yeah.
Right, Lunchbox versus Eddie. They have two baby dolls in front of them. And so you each have a diaper beside you.
Yes.
Oh, lunch is baby's talking. Oh, now they're both the babies are talking.
Oh my gosh.
So, here's the option. Now, there is a prize here. You can either win $40 cash.
Yeah! Okay, I like it.
Or I will donate $50 in charity.
If all you right.
win.
Ooh. So, I love it.
We shall decide what
not
you
that
want.
That one.
Okay. So, it's up to you. So, Lunchbox has got a baby. Eddie's got a baby.
Yeah, I got a baby.
Bones, how are you going to judge this?
Scarlet.
As soon as your baby's completely wrapped in diaper, just slam it on the table.
Okay.
That, just like you would do in real life.
Yeah.
And that means that, yes, that okay. means the baby's done.
Yes.
And Amy will check it. Now, if the baby's not done up to Amy's standards, the other person should keep diapering because your baby could actually
win. Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
And she's going to be judging
neatness. She will be judging if the diaper is complete.
Yeah, you can't have room for leakage.
Love
that's
it.
Right. Okay. So it's got to be a complete
diaper.
But
don't go too tight because you can cut off circulation.
She's
the,
oh.
The legs. I'm telling you, I've done it.
Lunchbox got a brand new baby. He's done it. He's got the circulation off many times. All right, ready.
Ready.
All right.
Now.
Lunchbox, got the diapers. We got Pampers here.
What are you doing?
Are you going into the bag?
Okay. When I change a diaper, I got to go in the bag.
You both got to go into the bag. Here we go. Hands on the table.
Here we go.
Both of your hands flat on the table.
Oh, okay.
Not in you.
In three.
Two.
One. And there we go.
They both
reached into the diaper. Eddie's got the lead right now. Is that Eddie got a good hand? Oh, Eddie's rapping.
Uh-oh.
Lunchbox is going around. Lunchbox is struggling right now.
Yeah, diaper's really big.
Eddie slammed the baby down. Eddie slammed. Lunchbox is still struggling.
Hey, I'm like a roper. I did it and just boom.
Yeah, you did. Now, Amy, inspect the baby and let's see. Lunchbox is still. Okay, now lunch is done. All right, Amy, check the diaper.
What do you think, Amy?
There's room for circulation.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing the finger test, you know?
I check it. How close is it to the butt? Is there a leakage?
Both of the...
I just say, it looks like a little low where it can come out the bottom.
No, I actually feel like, yeah, Eddie did a good job.
Yeah,
Eddie came in at 8 seconds strong.
8 seconds, do like a bull rider.
Like a bull rider!
Like a bull rider!
Yes, Amy.
Can I say that I have evaluated lunchboxes, though?
Yes, go ahead. And he took his time, 14 seconds.
And it's better.
Thank you! Thank you! That is what I'm talking about!
But it's a speed test.
I'm just giving you props. Eddie beat you, and it's doable, but you do have mad diaper-making skills.
Amy, who is the winner? Producer Eddie, who videos our videos?
Come on,
or Lunchbox, who lunchboxes our lunchboxes?
Because,
come on.
Because it is based on time.
Yes.
Oh, come on!
That,
come on,
Eddie is the winner.
Yeah!
Shows that I've always known how to change a diaper. I just chose not to act dumb and not change them.
Mm. Listen, I think Lunchbox messed up by making them grab out of the
ahead. No, we're done with the game. Eddie, you are the winner.
Yeah, thanks, Bones.
Now you get to choose. You get $40 in cash for or you get to donate $50 to a charity.
I mean,
now
I could use $40.
Do what your heart says. Do what your heart says. Go ahead.
Give me the $40.
He wants.
I didn't know the same thing.
I know.
Here he goes. Wow, you could have helped out. All right, there you go. Now gave him the money. There he is.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones. Yeah.
Man, so happy you guys could spend even just a few minutes with us today. Thank you so much. Gotta go. Hopefully you guys will be around. We'll be around. I'm around all day, actually. Mr. Bobby Bones on Twitter and Instagram. And if you have the iHeartRadio app, search Bobby Bones Show on Demand. Thank you, guys.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show. Yeah.